Bonjour à toutes et à tous et bienvenue dans le mot de la semaine sur Learn to French. Je m'appelle Eden et j'enseigne le français. Hello and welcome to our weekly word on Learn to French. If you're new here, my name is Eden and I teach French. So today we are going to learn and analyze a specific word in French, which is dorloter. Dorloter. So before I start, make sure to click on the link in the description of this episode, that way you can read the show notes. So what is the word dorloter? It is actually a verb, so let's take a look at what it means and where it comes from and also how to use it. So let me take a look at the definition of this word. Dorloter means entourer quelqu'un de soins attentifs et délicats. Je répète, entourer quelqu'un de soins attentifs et délicats. Basically, dorloter means to pamper, cherish or cuddle someone. It's all about showing affection and taking care of someone. I can give you an example. Marie dorlote son chat. Marie pampers her cat. Marie dorlote son chat. Where does this word come from? Dorloter is a word that was originally related to jewelry. In the 13th century, un dorlot was actually a piece of hair jewelry. Later, in the 19th century, the noun dorloterie was linked to trimmings and their manufacturing. Nowadays, both of those words, dorlot and dorloterie, have disappeared, and at least we don't use them anymore. The verb dorloter in French is nowadays leaning towards the image of caring for someone and not jewelry or trimmings. How do we conjugate the verb dorloter? So the verb dorloter is a regular verb from the first group verb, so verbs in ER. This is how you conjugate it in the present tense. Je dorlote, tu dorlotes, il, elle, on dorlote, nous dorlotons, vous dorlotez, il, elle dorlote. So very easy to conjugate. Now let's take a look at how to construct sentences with dorloter. Well, you can simply use the verb dorloter to mention someone caring for someone else or something else. In our sentence, Marie dorlote son chat, Marie is the subject of our sentence. She is the one that's doing the action. However, the expression se faire dorloter is also very common, and it means being pampered or taken good care of. In that case, the subject of that sentence is the person, the animal, or the object that is being taken care of, and not the one that is taking care of something or someone. Let's see another example. Le chat de Marie se fait dorloter. Le chat de Marie se fait dorloter. Marie's cat is being pampered. So in that last sentence, the subject is le chat de Marie. If you want to use that expression, it's important to only conjugate the verb se faire and not dorloter. Je me fais dorloter, tu te fais dorloter, etc. So the verb se faire is a reflexive verb, se faire dorloter. The structure se faire plus infinitive is used to show that the subject is being acted upon in a passive sense. The subject has something done to him or herself, and this structure is frequently used in the passive mode. So, se faire plus infinitive verb. Je me fais dorloter. I hope you enjoyed this week's word. If you would like to check out more words, feel free to go on my website learntofrench.com. Merci beaucoup d'être resté avec moi aujourd'hui et on se retrouve la semaine prochaine pour un autre mot de la semaine. Au revoir.